Well, among other headaches created by possible sequestration, should we do our taxes now or should we wait a few weeks to see what happens? And could your refund or what you owe somehow change depending on whether a deal is worked out?
Let's go live to talk about it now to Jackson Hewitt Chief Tax Officer Mark Stieber. How are you doing, Mark?
Doing wonderful. Good evening.
Now, how would the sequester hit the IRS and by extension all of us as taxpayers?
Well, the IRS is part of the government, and as we all know from the sequestration discussions, you know, they're having these massive layoffs and furloughs and cutbacks just about across every sector, from the Defense Department to government support services, and the IRS, with over 100,000 employees, is certainly not exempt. And, Acting Commissioner Miller sent out a notice, I guess, about a week ago, a letter that was well-publicized in the media, where he put his employees on notice that they will be looking at activity, including furloughs, starting on March 1st. And so what you're likely to see are non-essential personnel, as with all of these cutbacks, perhaps laid off as early as March 1st.
Now, Mark, as you know, there's an ebb and flow to these things, and as the sequester approached, there was a lot of, if not panic, certainly hand-wringing here. But lately it's being met a little more, with a yawn that maybe things won't be as bad as expected. Do you fully believe that at the IRS things are going to slow way down?
Well, I think they're working very actively to come up with a plan to help minimize taxpayer pain, because we are right in the middle of tax season. And so I know they've got a couple of plans that I've heard socialized from, a full layoff, starting immediately, to what will more likely be the case of some sort of a staggered reduction, including 30-day notices for the union employees where they are required to have that type of notice. So they'll start easing into the transition of the layoffs if it in fact goes that way and there's not some sort of an agreement met. But it'll certainly not be good in that any reduction in client or taxpayer services, especially for that do-it-yourself group who may have a question or they may need a prior piece of information, the support services group will probably be the ones that are most quickly affected. But if it goes long term and it's a protracted event, it will certainly reach all sorts of areas within the IRS, and that'll touch us all here in the last 57 days or so until taxes are due.
You said do-it-yourselfers will probably have it worse. You think they're going to have it worse than people who are using a tax preparer should the sequester go through?
I would say so, and even though we offer both at our company, I would tell you that calling the IRS for a help or a question or a technical clarification on an issue, that's something just you wouldn't think of from if you're having someone do your taxes. But if you are in fact doing it yourself, you could see the need to perhaps clarify something, and the IRS has a wonderful support system and a host of resources on the IRS.gov website and on the telephone free support services, and those will likely be curtailed if, in fact, we go this way of sequestration.
So is your solution to get busy and do the taxes right away?
Well, my solution, as I always preach, is to certainly file your taxes as soon as you are able, not just to get it out of the way or because 75% of Americans get a refund, and it's great to have that money, but with the growing and proliferation of ID theft and refund fraud, the faster you file your tax return, you have the benefit of not only getting your money, but you can also lock out those bad guys that may have other ill plans for your Social Security number and your name if they've already gotten a hold of your information. So filing early is always a best practice. This year, if the IRS is going to have reduced services starting in March, probably makes all the more sense.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Great to be here, and it's time to get those taxes done, so get after it. It's your money.
We'll try to heed that. Jackson Hewitt, Chief Tax Officer Mark Stieber.